Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, damn it, put the laptop down. There's no more work after this point.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now with two spots, their OG location in Carlsbad Village, and the new spot up in Oceanside, which is funny because that's going to be a running theme tonight. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and a whole slew of Oceanside All-Stars. We've got Tony from the Stone Company store, which means it must be coming up another year for your anniversary celebration.
Anniversary is coming up for us.
We've got Mike Martinez, the man, the mustache, the hair, and a new job that we get to talk about. Yeah. With years and years at Stone, you have finally jumped the shark and decided to go into distribution. You are now part of what I'm hearing a lot about these days, Scout Distribution.
Yeah, loved all my years at Stone, still love all my family there, all my friends there, and just wanted to do something different,
even though Colin and I left.
And sitting next to you, we've got a man who doesn't need any introduction. Up until recently, you have been our contact for Mammoth Brewing Company. You're also Ken's boss, Colin, from now full-time PCH. So we both get to tell him what to do.
Yes, we do. It's great.
It's a dream come true.
Since it is Stone Company Store in Oceanside's 7th anniversary, we've also pulled together some other select Oceanside beers and one that Colin got to brew. We'll get into that later, but we have something in our hands now. I'm going to start off the program with, what, is this a Stone Lager? It's yellow?
It's fizzy?
We have Tropic of Thunder Lager also, but this is a pilot beer made at Liberty Station, made by another Oceanside gentleman named Ben Sheehan. Works for Stone, also worked at Breakwater for a while. And he wanted to make a Mexican lager with lime and salt.
Oh, you can smell the lime just on the nose of this.
This is well on the way. This is a pilot beer. Could become an official beer one day. It's just a bill looking to be a law.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the
trick? Please make this a law.
Taking it back to the school.
This right here is like my 4th of July because it has everything I want when it's hot out in East County. Can I get a keg of this delivered to my doorstep tomorrow?
No.
You can put a crowler in a paper bag and go skating through South O and just pretend you're one of the locals like us.
I've got my longboard and my ripped tank top. I just don't have my old taco tattoo.
No side or no side.
That's right. That's what makes Oceanside so damn good. This not made in Oceanside, but this, I take it, is going to be something you may be pouring at your anniversary.
Yes, we've had it once before. It was really popular, so then we sort of took the next batch and stashed it across a few events because it goes in like a day or two.
Oh, easily.
Should have picked up some tacos from Primo's.
Oh, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? And something that goes along with this, that right there, that sound, Mariachi El Bronx with this beer and those tacos. Would have been perfect, Ken, but thanks for screwing it up. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. You want to go to Cabo Del Mar? Good. I've got another name on our Me and You at Cabo Del Mar. I need Gabriel Tyler of El Cajon to call him back in the next 9 minutes and 49 seconds if you want to claim your pair of 3-day passes. And I'm saddled in here with my friends from Oceanside. We've got Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside celebrating their anniversary. We've got Mike from Scout Distribution, Colin from PCH, and of course, his lackey, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. I'm going to put you at the end this time.
I have a job.
You do have a job. A couple of
jobs.
Only two?
Only two.
Come on.
And even that's pushing it.
Celebrating all the beer from the Oceanside craft beer scene. Well, I can't say it's all the beer because there's a lot of good beer up there.
So much.
Yes. I mean, you've got Northern Pine.
And you can get some great barbecue while you're there.
Breakwater, our boys over there.
Yeah, they're making paninis again at Breakwater. Shannon's back.
All he had to do was bring the fryer back for me. The fryer and the DMJ is all I need from them all day long.
I also like Privateer. Yeah, I like places that are within stumbling distance of where I work. There's LTH, local tap house, which often
our
has
friends over at Urge and Mason.
There's Urge, yeah, right down there. So many great places to hang out and have great beer. Yeah, I'm just too busy staring at this beer that I want to drink.
Yeah, well,
my mind is elsewhere.
Let's talk about it, because right now Colin has hair, which how much longer are you going to let that grow, by the way?
Not too much longer. Hopefully I'm ready to get rid of it and so show off this tattoo.
One thing that Colin does,
yeah,
is he grows out his hair. And then when it gets to a certain point, he shaves his head and donates all the hair. And you get to see the tattoo that he has on the back of his
giant head. Eagle.
It only comes out once a year.
It only comes out when he donates his hair. And it is really long right now. And hopefully they got a shot of all that wonderful hair when you got to do this beer collab with our friends from Belching Beaver. This is So Damn Hazy.
Yeah, so the SO stands for South O. And of course, Damn, D-A-M, yeah, because it's Belching Beaver.
Of course it does.
Yeah. This is our collaboration with ourselves at PCA. And our good friends over at Privateer. We've actually been hooking up with them, Privateer Coal Fire Pizza right there in South O. Great guys, great food. And me and Eric, the beer buyer over there, have been just kind of gallivanting around town and hooking up with new breweries, old breweries, tried and true, and doing collaborations. So this is our hazy pale ale at
this is 5 1/4?
5 1/4. Does not drink like it.
This is an amazingly light-bodied, easy-drinking IPA.
Yeah.
It's got real great floral characteristics to it. It's got a great flavor to it, and my tongue is expecting just to be beaten to hell with hops on the back end, but it's not. It finishes so light and clean, but it's not like dry.
That hazy, just kind of the soft mouthfeel really balances everything out.
And the hop aroma on it is incredible.
Yeah, the nose on this is just
It's more
amazing.
Dank than the alleyway behind the Outer Limits shop.
You better watch out. This beer may take off, and you might find this in cans somewhere.
I'd be okay with that.
People come in and they say, I want a pale ale, but a hoppy pale ale. I recommend this to people all the time, and I've gotten nothing but rave reviews.
It slays it, dude. This is fantastic. Now, is this only available right now for a limited time, and then it's
right
gone?
Right now, it's only available at Privateer, at PCH, and at the Tasting Room in Oceanside of Belching Beaver.
All right, holy crap. Go look for this beer. Get so crowlers of this beer. Get this for your 4th of July celebration. Because this is a great day drinking beer. And we got some songs to go with it. We're actually going to play the Surf Punks. That's coming up on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
Oceanside.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken and our friends from Oceanside celebrating the all-stars of the Oceanside beer scene, or at least the three guys we managed to convince to make that long drive from Oceanside. Tony from the Stone Company store in Oceanside, Mike from Scout Distribution, and Colin from PCH. So, Tony, I think this is one of the first years we've actually managed to get you in the studio, not the weekend of your anniversary celebration, because that's coming up in a couple weeks, right?
Right.
This is a small preview of the beers, and you managed to put some really amazing beers on tap for the Stone Company store in Oceanside's anniversary parties.
I mean, just in general, that's kind of our thing. We'll sit there and dig through like reports looking for beers.
The archives.
We stash. Yeah, we grab and we partial out. I mean, I think any good place kind of partials out a little bit. And then we do a lot of theme events. Like we have once a month, we do Funky Friday, which is a sour event. And then we play funky music. Also, just kind of one of the weird things is when we're behind the bar and you get someone walking up that goes, I don't like beer. We like to have an arsenal of beers to just be like,
I got
yes, you do.
I'm going to find you a beer you like.
Hook me on this next one you poured out because it is, I can smell it. It is tart AF.
Yeah, so this would be something we would have on Funky Friday. It would be a sour. Now it's a sour beer. It's also a barrel-aged beer. We only got minimal notes on this, and this is from one of the brewers, Steve Gonzalez. He'll take ingredients and just create something, and he has such a he'll make things with a large palate to it, a lot of flavors going on.
Steve Gonzalez has written peer-reviewed papers on the science of barrel aging.
He almost has like a PhD in barrel aging.
He's like a wizard. He's done presentations at the Stone Oceanside store.
We did a barbecue event where it was supposed to just be barbecue and beer. And it ended up being this talk between him and the guy that barbecues stuff about char. So he tapped the shoulder of one of the people there, one of our regular folks, and said, is this boring? And they're like, no, this is completely fascinating. I don't know why, but he's just really into flavors and exploring flavors.
Talk about a beer with some layers. This is Water Lily Barrel Aged Sour. So I think I'm tasting something in there that we shared with another one of the beers. The first beer we started off with, does it have like a lime? Something or other to it.
Yeah, and tangerine, Sauvignon Blanc grapes, and then kind of the wild card here would be Citra hops.
And this is something we're going to be able to taste July 12th and 13th.
Yes.
Stone Company store in Oceanside.
Yeah.
This paired with the Loma Lager, it's enough to get me there already, man. You are selling me on it. And let's play a song that's as equally as complex for Steve as the beer that he's made. Here's Muses, Nice of Sedona on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Salt 94.9. Mike, why were you checking to see if the window's open in the studio?
You know, there's just five guys drinking beers.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with my bouquet friends from Oceanside. We've got Colin, Mike, Tony, and of course, Ken doing... Ken, you're definitely in your element in Oceanside.
You know, I like it, man. It's I'm like an anthropologist in the Amazon, and I've gone native.
We just wrapped up Stone's Water Lily Barrel Aged Sour, which you will find the weekend of July 12th and 13th at Stone Company Store's anniversary. We had a Belching Beaver beer collaborated with Colin from PCH. So Damn Hazy. And another beer you'll find at the Stone Company Store anniversary, Loma Lager. But we couldn't do a show about Oceanside beers if we didn't have one specific. This is my show beer. When we do concerts at the Oceanside Pier Amphitheater, like Independence Jam or SPF, I always have a ritual. I start the day with a DMJ or 7 IPA and a Friar's Pizza at Breakwater Brewing.
Yep.
And
nice.
How could we not talk about Oceanside beers when not having a DMJ IPA? So thank you, Ken, for dropping by Breakwater Brewing. Did you wear the Breakwater shirt so
I
they
did.
Would...
I'm representing, yo.
Just a great, big, bold, tasty IPA. Yeah. Hops, I couldn't tell you what
classic.
They use. I will just tell you that it is a very classic San Diego-style IPA. Great mouthfeel. Ken, breathe.
What? I'm just enjoying this tasty beverage.
So, to me, this is always like, this is one of my breakfast IPAs because it almost has an orange juice kind of quality.
And it's way pre-hazy. This has been around for years, yet it definitely has that fresh squeezed kind of... What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, Ken has a total breakdown on this beer. Mike, you work for a distribution company. Do me a favor. Go sign Breakwater Brewing and have DMJ IPA down in my spot in Lakeside.
All right. I mean, I'm not at that pay grade yet, but I'll talk to some people. But yeah, I mean, we're definitely all about representing brands, helping them grow, and providing great customer service. That's what we do. I rep in North County. We only have like 9 brands right now. We're kind of growing at a rate that we want to. So, I mean, of the brands that we have Harlan Brewing, Society Brewing, 32 North Brewing, Abnormal Brewing, Ogopogo Brewing, Topa Topa Brewing, June Shine, the Hard Kombucha, Bivouac Cider, which is down in North Park, and then we have one wine, which is actually our brand. It's called Claxton Cellars.
So we want to find out more about Scout. I mean, you have a website we can check out?
Yeah, it's scoutdist.com. And then also on Instagram, too. Which
ooh, other. Look at you rocking the gram.
Instagram.
Follow us at Scout Disc.
IG.
We're going to do it for the gram, baby. We're going to take a break. I got a couple of really good songs to go with this Breakwater DMJ IPA. And then we're back with our last beer. And oh, she's going to be a big one. This night has gone by way too fast. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grub. He's now with 2 spots, their original location in downtown Carlsbad, and now the new spot in Oceanside, which is exactly what we are talking about tonight, which just happens to be right down the street from Tony at the Stone Company Store in Oceanside.
Across the street.
Just look both ways before going, you know.
Especially if you've had some of the wares that Tony has brought tonight for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, celebrating their anniversary on the 12th and 13th of July with some special tappings. You gave us a small taste, the Stone Water Lily Barrel Aged Sour, along with the Stone Loma Lager, which I'll be there for some Loma Lager. Can I get a crowler fill of that while I'm there, by the way?
No, you can get a crowler if it's still there.
Good luck, Jeremy.
Goes quick.
Damn it.
Goes quick.
It's all right. So be it. I'll have to get there early. We had a collaboration brew between Colin and the Belching Beaver guys, So Damn Hazy, and we just wrapped up Breakwater's DMJ IPA. We'll leave with one more really strong beer. Not that we needed it at this point, because we were already 4 beers into the show. This is something that is one of your crowning achievements, Tony. You've been sitting on some Double Bastard.
2014 Double Bastard Ale. This is a vintage keg that we stashed away in the little archive land.
The archive.
The magic area.
So let me ask you, what was the purpose of Double Bastard? It was basically taking Arrogant Bastard and doubling down on the malt bill. Everything went up with it. The alcohol went up with it. And it almost became like a barley wine, didn't it?
You pretty much got it right. I mean, it was just a bigger version of Arrogant Bastard. faster.
Half as much water.
They needed to step it up. And honestly, kind of in a way also, I feel like Steve Wagner at times is like a really big kind of whiskey drinker.
Yeah, whiskey and cigars.
He really loves sippable beers. And this one, especially as it ages, like a whiskey, becomes more sippable and more like a little bit sweet and caramely and things like that. So,
oh, wow.
I think to some degree, you know, it wasn't just let's double, you know, make Double Bastard or Arrogant Bastard double, but let's make something that will age well and be something I can sip later with a cigar or just, you know, enjoy.
So this one is 5 years old. This is 2014. I remember when this came out, really hot, really caramely, but really good. The hotness, gone.
Yeah,
this,
the hops are going to drop, right?
Yeah.
So that's one part that's a little less in your face and a little...
And that alcohol heat just kind of subsides because it's a strong beer.
It's almost got like this caramely tobacco flavor to it now.
Smoky.
I just really want a cigar now.
That's exactly what this is making me want.
Can we smoke in the studio?
Absolutely not.
Good thing I did all those edibles then.
This is definitely a sharing beer. And the best part about it is since I've been holding it, it's warmed up and all those flavors have started to change within it.
I get like a caramel apple almost.
Yeah.
You know, there's a slight fruitiness to it. Along with that tobacco.
I think that's why when we built the store, we built a garden and we have these really loungy chairs. So you can sit out there for hours sipping your Double Bastard and we won't kick you out at all.
This is truly the definition of what your anniversaries are about. This is the beers you squirrel away and everything you put together. This is what makes July 12th and 13th so special. Go check that out. Go enjoy some of these beers. Tony, thank you. Mike, you're amazing. Colin, I love you. Ken, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.